This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of attacking two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman this week, a move which raised fears of a broader conflict in the region. In an interview published in Sunday's Asharq al-Awsat newspaper, the prince is quoted as saying Iran did not respect Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's visit to Tehran and replied to his efforts by attacking a Japanese flag tanker. The paper also quoted the Crown Prince as saying his country does not want a war in the region, but won't hesitate to deal with any threat to our people, our sovereignty, our territorial integrity, and our vital interests. Meanwhile, crew members of the oil tanker Front Altair, one of two vessels attacked this week, landed in Dubai Saturday. A company spokesman said the 23 crew members were well treated by Iranian authorities. The other damaged tanker, the Japanese-owned Kokuka Courageous, has been towed to the Emirati port of Fujairah. A deadly day Saturday in Somalia and Kenya, with as many as 27 people killed in separate incidents. At least 10 people were killed and 23 others injured when a car bomb exploded at a checkpoint close to the parliament building in Mogadishu. The militant group Al-Shabaab immediately claimed responsibility. In a separate incident, a car bomb went off on the road to Mogadishu Airport, but no one was injured in the blast. In the central Somali town of Galkayo, 720 kilometers from Mogadishu, 9 people were killed in a revenge attack for the Islamist group's killing of a local policeman. Across the border in Kenya, at least 8 Kenyan policemen were killed when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Activists in Hong Kong are calling on residents to continue protests despite leader Carrie Lam's decision to indefinitely shelve proposed extradition legislation that would send all defendants to mainland China for trial. At a hastily scheduled press conference announced Saturday, Lam told a packed room of reporters the government had halted its work on the bill so it could gather more feedback.
The council will halt its work in relation to the bill until our work in communication, explanation, and listening to opinions is completed.
Meanwhile, Civil Human Rights Front activist Bonnie Leung said the international community has a stake in this dispute and needs to act.
So we urge all the individuals, chambers of commerce, workers, students who have any related to Hong Kong, you must keep concerning about our situation and keep voicing out, not only for the sake of Hong Kong people, but also for your own sake.
Another large protest is scheduled for Sunday. The Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris hosted its first Catholic Mass Saturday, exactly 2 months after a devastating blaze destroyed the building's roof and spire. The Archbishop of Paris, Michel Aupetit, led the service, which was attended by about 30 people. Priests and worshippers wore hard hats to protect themselves against falling debris. The Mass was held in a small side chapel, which was deemed to be safe. Italian film director Franco Zeffirelli has died at the age of 96. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Franco Zeffirelli once likened himself to a sultan with a harem of three: film, theater, and opera. And he made it his mission to make culture accessible to the masses.
Come, death, and welcome. Juliet wills it so.
Finding inspiration for his films in Shakespeare, with his acclaimed 1968 production of Romeo and Juliet.
Have you forgotten me?
No, by the rude, not so.
In a 1990 Hamlet starring Mel Gibson.
And would it were not so, you are my mother.
And he also produced operas for television audiences, with New York's Metropolitan Opera. Zeffirelli died at his home in Rome Saturday at age 96. I'm Ben Thomas.
And reports from New Zealand say a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck near the uninhabited Kermadec Islands northeast of New Zealand. The New Zealand Civil Defense Organization said it was monitoring the situation, and if a tsunami was generated, it would take at least 2 hours to reach the country. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.